Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Sources tell CBS News the administration plans to issue a new memo in the coming days directing agencies to prepare for large-scale firings, adding to the existing anxiety over directives from Musk to federal workers that continue to create more questions than answers.
President Trump backed Elon Musk's latest warning to federal workers. While they have more time to submit what they accomplished last week, failing to answer would cost them a job.
Well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also if you don't answer, I guess you get fired.
But earlier, the White House press secretary said it's up to departments. Many have told staffers not to reply.
For some of the agencies that you've seen who have said, please don't send these emails, it's in their best interest for that specific agency, and the president supports that.
Now, the administration is preparing to direct federal agencies to submit reorganization plans by March 13th as part of sweeping reductions in force. In Musk's own Department of Government Efficiency, 21 staffers resigned, saying in a letter they refuse to compromise core government systems, jeopardize Americans' sensitive data, or dismantle critical public services. Musk called them Dem political holdovers who would have been fired.
Oh, we are absolutely in a crisis mode.
Randy Irwin is the president of NFFE, a union that represents 110,000 federal workers, many of whom he says are terrified about what Musk and his team will do next.
They've created a toxic work environment, and nobody wants to work under those conditions. It's not worth it. They don't pay federal employees enough to put up with this garbage.
Oh, after reporters asked repeated questions about who's actually leading the Department of Government Efficiency yesterday, a White House official told CBS News that person is Amy Gleason, a veteran of the first Trump administration, and she is the acting administrator right now. When reached by phone yesterday, Gleason told us she was in Mexico and declined to further comment.
Oh, for God's sake.
She's in Mexico, everybody. The administrator of DOGE is Amy, and Amy is... in Mexico. This is the most shambolic thing. But, you know, you have to understand that this is kind of a psyops, okay? This is what this is. This is like we're going to send you an email and you need to tell us the five things that you did last week. And then you have the head of your department, you know, like FBI, CIA, NSA, you know, like that, DOJ, say, oh, you can't respond because, you know, you'll be giving away the store if you say what you were doing, and we can't have you doing that, so please don't answer, please do not. And then today they had this unhinged, now, I mean, honestly, I hope everybody saw as much of it as you could stomach, as much of it as you could take before you started retching and depraved abandon, as if you had swallowed an entire bottle of Epicac. I mean, this was just vomit-inducing. This was the most nauseating thing I ever saw in my life. They had a cabinet meeting today at the White House, and Elon Musk was invited. But it's Amy, you know, the girl in Mexico. She's in charge of the Doge. But they didn't invite Amy as being the person in charge of the Doge. They invited Elon. And Elon Musk was telling the American people or anybody that would tune that swill in that if you didn't answer the email, he's pretty sure you don't exist or you're dead. Everybody's dead now. In Elon's freaking world and in Trump's freaking world, because Trump repeated it too, everybody that didn't respond, well, before he said, if you don't respond, you're semi-fired or you're fired. And that's because he didn't get the memo. He didn't get the memo from Amy. She didn't bother because she was in Mexico. So she left out the president of the United States. So he didn't know. But then Elon actually said, well, if you didn't respond, then we're just going to assume you're dead or we're just going to assume that you don't exist. Just like he's asserting that people 200 years old are getting Social Security checks, which we all know is bullcrap. Okay. So this cabinet meeting that they had today, where Elon was invited. Now, he wasn't allowed to sit down. Oh, no. Oh, no. He was not allowed to sit down. I'm not sure if it was because he's not a Senate-confirmed cabinet member, and these particular seats only go to Senate-confirmed cabinet members, or if it's because no head shall be higher than his. I'm not really sure what King Elon, was doing when he stood there and told everybody that if they didn't respond, that they were probably dead, But I have to say, they're not done. Okay, they're not done. And the reason why they're doing this is just exactly what Russell Vogt said all those many months ago, before we voted, and told you he was going to traumatize the entire workforce of the federal government. And that's what he's doing, and that's why it's a psyops. This has served absolutely no purpose. They found zero savings, and yet they fired, just let me just show you, 43,000 people from the Veterans Affairs Administration. 43,000 VA employees they fired. 43,000. And they're not done. Health and Human Services, they fired 13,000 at the Centers for Disease Control. And we're in the midst of a measles outbreak, which, they asked Robert F. Kennedy in this unhinged little dog and pony show today, what does he think about this measles outbreak? And he said, well, it's a Mennonite community in West Texas. We're monitoring it is what we're doing over here. But they fired 13,000 from the Center for Disease Control in the midst of this, 2,800 from the National Institutes of Health. The FDA, the head of the FDA resigned saying, it's fruitless. I can't work like this. I got to go. I mean, it is just so unconscionable what is going on here. And they're not done. That's the news today. They're not done. They're going to cut and cut and cut some more. Now, partner that with the other news of the day, which is the budget. Last night I was watching, okay, let's call the roll. Let's have the vote on the big bill, the big giant bill, the big one that Donald Trump wants, this big, huge bill. Okay, now in this big bill, do you know what's in there? Let me briefly tell you what's in there. $4.5 trillion worth of tax breaks. $4.5 trillion worth of tax cuts. That's what's in this bill. And it's the only reason why this bill is this bill. Other than that, we would get what we get every year, a continuing resolution. They'd kick the can down the road to the next, the next 3 months, next 3 weeks, next, whatever. They would not pass a budget. They would not do that. They don't know how to govern. Remember, we're talking about Republicans. They're the ones saying that we're fat and bloated, that our government sucks. Our government isn't efficient, which it is. Our government doesn't serve people, which it does. But they're the efficiency experts. And in a $6 trillion budget, which is what America is, a $6 trillion budget, they couldn't find more than, what, $8 billion worth of savings? And they've laid off all these freaking people? Oh, please, give me a break here. This is just so, they are the lamest. Now, the important thing for everybody to remember, Donald Trump is a lame duck. We hope, we think, we're counting on it. So if Donald Trump is a lame duck, meaning he can't run again, Congress is not. Congress is not a lame duck, okay? Congress has to run again. And these members who are in the majority currently, who are firing 43,000 people from the VA, these people who are firing 4,200 from the agriculture, what's the committee for ag? Agriculture committee? No, that's in Congress. 3,400 Forest Service people and zero people have been fired from the Department of Defense. Zero. So can you see how Congress members are going to lose their seats? And this is the only good news that I can bring you from all of this today. They're going to lose the majority, and they're going to lose it next year. And all we have to do is kind of hang on for dear life, because there is no way, that this budget doesn't cut Medicaid. There is no way, that this budget doesn't cut Medicare, or at least raise the age.